Video: Total Lunar Eclipse Will Create Blood Moon Visible on Friday. By Amy Furr on March 9, 2025. People in North America and South America will have the best seats in the house to see an upcoming total lunar eclipse. Viewers who are willing to stay up late will be able to view the blood moon for approximately an hour beginning at 2:26 a.m. Eastern on Friday if their skies are clear, the Associated Press, AP, reported Saturday. According to the NASA website, a lunar eclipse occurs when the Sun, Earth, and Moon align so that the Moon passes into Earth's shadow. In a total lunar eclipse, the entire Moon falls within the darkest part of Earth's shadow, called the umbra. When the Moon is within the umbra, it appears red-orange. Lunar eclipses are sometimes called blood moons because of this phenomenon. According to National Geographic, there are three types of lunar eclipses: the total, partial, and penumbral. NASA noted that viewers do not need special equipment to see the lunar eclipse, but binoculars or a telescope might make the experience even better. It is also a good idea to go to an area away from bright lights to see it clearly. During a lunar eclipse, the moon appears red or orange because any sunlight that's not blocked by our planet is filtered through a thick slice of Earth's atmosphere on its way to the lunar surface. It's as if all the world's sunrises and sunsets are projected onto the moon, the site also read. Click here to watch 2017 video footage of a photographer catching the view of a total lunar eclipse in Alberta. In April, Americans watched as a total solar eclipse was seen in areas across the nation, Breitbart News reported at the time. According to Breitbart News, a solar eclipse reveals the sun's corona, which the outlet said scientists have continued to study during the few minutes of totality, the article said. Throughout history, civilizations have viewed and interpreted lunar eclipses in different ways. University of Texas historian Zoe Ortiz told the AP, "They were looking at the night sky and they had a much brighter vision than we do today."